Welcome to Shomar Shoah Nadav, your sponsor, Lunishwas Aram Biakov Shalom, Eleabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Yom Adav Samach Zayin. The Gemara in Amud Beis says one of the fundamental ideas of Torah. The Gemara says, the Pasuk says, as Mishpatai Tasu, what is Mishpatai referring to? Things that make sense logically. Even if we want to read in the Torah, Dinu Shei Kasvu. Everybody can figure that out on their own. Aved Zorah, Gilui Arayos, Shrichas Damim, stealing. Doing a klala klap yamalo, that's clear. But then the pasuk says, "As chukoy say tishmoyu." What is the chukim that we want to be shomer? Dvarim shasatan meishiv aleim. Well, there is a taina of the satan, so that comes and claims, "What are you doing?" Ve'elu machilas chazir, eating pig, levishas shadnes, wearing shadnes in the clothing, chalitzas yevama, doing a chalitza seems to be something very odd. The Tyrus Mitzoyro being Mitzoyro, a Mitzoyro who has a sickness, seems to be a sickness. V'siyam Ishtalach, that we have in Yom Kippur. V'shama Toyma Maisa Toyuim, do you think this is just a Toyu? It's something that doesn't make any sense. Toyma Loyma Ani Hashem Chakaktiv Ve'in Lecha Rishus Laharabahim. Hashem says, I did it, I was Chaykik it, and you should not ask any questions. Before we go on, I just want to mention over here, what my Rebbe, Moshe Shapir Zatzal, always used to say regarding the concept called choik. We see over here that a choik here means things you don't understand. Why is a choik something you don't understand? So he used to say, as the Gemara says over here, Ani Hashem Chakaktiv. Choik is Doshen Chakiko. Chakiko means engraved. When you have something which is written on top of something, it's a ksiva, the ksiva is not part and parcel of the thing itself, of the thing which is written on. I have ink written on paper, it's the paper, and the ink is on top of the paper. But when something is engraved in something, that means it's part of what it is. When I have letters engraved in a stone, the letters in the stone are one. It's not two different items, two different entities. The idea is when you do something, when Hamisor are doing things, and they don't understand what they're doing, that shows that the Torah is engraved in us. It's a choik chakakti. As a Zivu Kashbuch who engraved the Torah in us, we don't understand what we're doing, we don't know why we're doing it, and we're still doing it. It shows it's not something that we logically try to approve, but it is who we are. That's why the Chayk refers to something that we don't understand. But the big question is, we're facing over here, we're holding right now before Parshas Chukas. Parshas Chukas starts, so it's Chukas HaTorah referring to Parah Adumah. Parah Adumah is the ultimate Chayk. The ultimate thing we don't understand. The Shlomo HaMelech says, "Amayti ech kamo v'yirchoy kavimeni." I tried to understand everything in Torah. I didn't understand everything but Parah Adumah. Why isn't the Gemara mentioning over here the Parah Adumah? So the Ma'ashah says in answer. Ma'ashah says, all the things, the items that are written in the list over here, are all things that seem to be a contradiction to something that we have. When we speak about a chazir, it's brought down that there is a fish which has the same taste of the chazir. And we can eat the fish, we can eat the chazir. Levisha shadnes. You're not allowed to put shadnes, you're not allowed to put tzimra pishtim. But when you're wearing tzitzis, you're allowed to do it. Chalitzas yevamo. On one hand, you're allowed to marry now the wife of the brother. Once you do chalitza, it becomes a yisur d'oraisa to marry her. That's the thing that don't make so much sense. And finally, when we get to the Shteit Tzipporim and the Seir Mishtaleach, we have over here two things which seem to be exactly the same. As the Gemara says, the two birds need to be look the same way the Seir Mishtaleach and the Seir La Hashem need to look the same. One is sent out to the outside, to the Mokom Tumah, to the place of the Satan, and one goes into La Hashem. They're exactly the same. How do you differentiate between the two? This is what's bothering the Satan, the Umas HaOlam. You want to do things that don't make sense is one thing. You want to do three things that contradict each other. There seems to be two things that are the same and your friendship between two things that look exactly the same. That's something we don't understand. And this is the Ma'ashah's point they have, what we mentioned over here already twice in the Masechta. The idea that the two seer has to be Dafka with HaGoyim. We brought the Tzadik in Pritzadik Purim, Shushan Purim base. The goyim means that in this world we cannot come and differentiate. It's very hard to come and see the difference between the two seerim, which is referring to Yaakov and Esav when they look the same. But still, Ach Esav Yaakov, Vohav is Yaakov. Shmuel says, even though they look the same, I love Yaakov Avinu, meaning I love Am Yisrael even though they don't deserve it. And that's the whole revelation of Yom Kippur. Even though you have two people that look the same, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking the good of the person and throwing away the bad. That's the Kapar of Yom Kippurim. That's why this is the point of this Gemara. We have things look exactly the same. Two things that are exactly the same. Still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes out the good out of the bad through the Goyrol. The same with the two Seirim. You have the good Seir goes inside to Hashem, while the other Seir goes La'azazel. The Tziporim, you have a Tzipor goes inside, the other one goes out. Same thing happens with all these mitzvahs. They seem to contradict each other. We are mevata ourselves to the Chuko Chakakter HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and gave us the rules. Even though it looks the same, He's choosing the good out of the bad, the way He does it for us in Yom Kippurim. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shova email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.